code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 28th of September 2012. Newcomers, as always, you should make good use of the website cuttingthroughthematrix.com. There's lots of free audios for download where I try and basically bring the system together for you as simply as I can, because it's been here for an awful long time. It's a total system. It runs all facets of everyone's lives. And it was designed a long, long time ago by those guys who decided that they were the elites. They were the superior types. They were into eugenics, of course, still are. And they believed that their power that they did accumulate over centuries through wealth and business and so on and banking gave them the rights to rule the world the way it should be ruled, properly, you see, properly. None of this free opinions and free rights for different people and natural rights, none of that stuff, that all gets in the way. So they decide to take over the world and all of its resources, including all of the people too, mind you, and even foment wars to get their agendas through, and they're still at it today, for those who haven't clued in on it. And they had many names in the past, but they came through the Cecil Rhodes, Rothschild, Milner Group, into the Royal Institute for International Affairs, and then Council on Foreign Relations. They put the prime ministers and presidents in across the world, and have for over 100 years. And their own historian, actually, because of their own private histories, of the real histories of why things happen, and who funds them, and who is going to gain from it. He actually wrote about their histories, and the fact that they were bringing in a new world order, a new feudal-type system, where CEOs of corporations will run the world. If you notice, basically, the guys that put up for election are CEOs of corporations that just jump into politics for a while and do what they're told, and they're all pre-selected because they're members of the CFR, and they've already sworn allegiance to this particular organization. Any other votes that come afterwards are irrelevant to them, and they have this big agenda which they truly, truly believe in. And we're well into it today, well into it. So have accepted that. Remember, too, you are the audience that bring me to you, because I don't bring on advertisers as guests and things like that. I don't sell products to make you live forever and ever, and I have no shares in any companies. So if you want to keep me going, you can buy the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com and support me that way, or donate. And you can do so by going into the website, as I say. Remember, all the sites listed on cuttingthroughthematrix.com have for download audios, but you can also get transcripts for prints up in English. Go into Alan Watt Sentinel.eu for transcripts in other languages. Remember, too, that, as I say, you can buy the books and discs at the website as well and donate. So from the US to Canada, remember, you can still use personal checks. You can still use international postal money orders from the US to Canada. You can send cash, or you can use PayPal. Cross the world, Western Union, MoneyGram, and PayPal once again. And straight donations in these times of incredible inflation are awfully, awfully welcome. And inflation, of course, is set to ramp up and up and up and up, because we're living at this time. Even the bank crashes came at the right time, you understand. Everything happens at the right time. They had meetings 4 or 5 years before the bank crashes, the top bankers themselves, and pretty well knew when it would happen. So did the government as well, and the Treasury. They all knew when it was going to happen, and it was allowed to happen. They'd lose nothing, remember. The impact was to have a social impact, because war has many forms, including economic warfare. Remember that, too. And the banks lose nothing, and we end up bailing them out, and we're further in the hole of debt, and more owing to the bankers. And so they've got actually more power than ever before. And Quigley himself, from the Royal Institute of International Affairs, CFR, said that eventually the big central bankers would rule the world under the Bank for International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland. Back with more after this.
Allison C. is made from pure garlic through a patented process that stabilizes the actual allicin of 34 cloves of garlic in one tiny capsule. Allicin only exists for a fraction of a second when you crush a clove of garlic. It is the most powerful, natural antibiotic known to man and has been proven in laboratory testing to kill bacteria, viruses, fungus, and parasites without upsetting the natural balance of healthy organisms in the body. Allicin C also helps prevent disease when taken on a regular basis. You can purchase your Allicin C through Paul Drockton's website, internettruth.org. Start enjoying the benefits of this all-natural supplement today. Go to internettruth.org for your supply.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix, and it truly is an incredible system we're living in because it's total perception management, really. And from birth to grave, most folk don't know or don't catch on. They'll sing the songs that's been given to them. For every generation gets its own songs given to them. They'll wear the fashions of their time because it's given to them, and they want to belong to their peer group. And they'll even go into the type of jobs that's promoted to during their own particular period as well. Even if it's a dead loss, it doesn't matter. And then they go into geriatric homes, and they'll do rap eventually. They'll be playing rap there with their sticks and all the rest of it. Now, that's reality. Most folk never catch on to this. I used to think about this really for many, many years, even when I was a child. And mainly because I saw the adults staring at televisions wherever I'd go and see my friends. The parents were always glued to the television. Sometimes the whole families were glued to them. And I thought, what an incredible mechanism this is, because you can make them laugh all at the same time. You see them all tense at the same time with the drama. And even cry at the same time. I mean, what an amazing tool that is to dominate the brains and the minds of people. Never mind the fact when you count up all the hours of your life watching it, or you've wasted. You only get this one chance here in living, and so much of it goes to being programmed, because it's weaponized, you see, weaponized. All the programs you watch, and the dramas and movies, all have their little catches and little hooks in it that's going to stay in your subconscious so that it can be programmed so easily for things to come so that you'll accept them quite naturally as though they are cannabis a fantastic tool. Why do you think countries like China demanded that every person in China must have a television? India did the same thing. Long, long before that, Britain, that was the first country that demanded must get television, so they made special laws to allow folk to pay them up on layaway plans, very, very cheap, use ones from the States, and so that everyone could get a TV and get brainwashed. That was the reason. I mean, do you think they really care about your entertainment? Do you really think they care if you're happy or not? No, it's to do with programming you. Now, it's really amazing, too, I always noticed down through the years that the guys that are, you understand, most big corporations are involved in military-industrial complex, pretty well all of them. Even the ones who make your little the boom boxes you used to have, to the present-day stereos, to all the rest of it that you play with, gadgets and gizmos, they have a site to them which is commercial. You see, but they also have a side to them that always works with the military, and they're always on the cutting edge. And you ever wondered why, too, when they make a breakthrough, all the companies at the same time have the same breakthrough? It's because they're really all one at the top. They have pacts, you see. There's a pact at the top, and they must do that. That's why when even the VHS tape went out, for goodness sake, they all had, before you knew it, opening in the stores, your DVDs, just like that, boom, all of them. And even before that, I had that with the CD players and the old tape recorders. Anyway, it says, data that lives forever is possible, and it's from Japan's Hitachi. And it says, data is stored in binary form by creating dots inside the thin sheet of quartz glass. And it says, as Bob Dylan, the Rolling Stones proved, good music lasts a long time. Now, Japanese high-tech giant Hitachi says it can last even longer, a few hundred million years at best. At least, it says, a few hundred million years. Now, they've probably had this for a long time, but not for the public, you see. Because everything that's used is always used in the military-industrial complex and in NASA and the other companies across the world, long before we get them. Many something 20, 30 years, actually. So the company on Monday unveiled a method of storing digital information on slivers of quartz glass that can endure extreme temperatures and hostile conditions without degrading almost forever. And, of course, they give you what you think about it. You're supposed to think nice things. It's just, and for anyone who updated their LP collections onto CD, onto find, they needed to get it all on MP3, a technology that never needs to change might sound appealing. Of course, it's for governments, you see. It's for governments. And you'll find the big grants being put into this to research and find this particular technique to use for big governments and all the security agencies that will rule us and the future societies forever. I remember, too, watching a documentary, you know, years ago, where I think it was Sony was also interfacing brain tissue and actual complete brains, in fact, with silicone chips and so on, and putting currents through them. And that was 20-odd years ago. And they revived the same story again, only it's quite interesting. They always revive the same stories when they're short of news, only about a month ago or so. That's how it goes. For those way, way, way ahead of anything they tell you. Tonight I'm also putting up Ahmadinejad's address to the UN General Assembly, the one that most of the folk walked out of. But he said a lot of pertinent things too. He says what is, you know, I mean, he's a part of a, he's living in a region where militaries have walked through them since about 1990 or 91. And just keep them down one after another because they're all on the list made up by the neocons, the New American Century Boys, that created what they call revolutionary democracy, which means invading countries and forcing democracy upon them. For those who didn't know, look it up and you'll find out that's true. There's even YouTubes up there with guys who are involved at it, in it at the top level for a government, and that was the idea. Invade first, destroy everything, and then bring in this thing called democracy, which someday might get in the world. We've never had it here yet, but it's been a good con. And also, too, this is really strange because certain people, mind you, are elevated up to special positions. As I say before, Ian Quigley talks about the selection of by the CFR, the higher levels of them, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, for presidents and prime ministers. They decide who's getting in, And as long as the top boy gets in, it doesn't matter about all the minor ones below them. He actually said that minor politicians, new politicians, are allowed certain competition to show their stuff. But the guy at the top, regardless of the party, always belongs to the same organization. Because it's a world organization. You have to read all about it in the Anglo-American establishment to get the idea of how it works. And sometimes you see people snubbing the general populations and other peoples too at the right time, and these are leaders supposedly. But I know Prime Minister Stephen Harper has come out before, and he says he will not stand anyone who criticizes Israel, for instance. But anyway, he didn't go to the UN General Assembly. He skipped it. They were attending, and he went to get a Jewish award given to him instead. And you have to wonder why. What's he up to here? What is this? You know, is this a message to the world or something? If it's a message to the world, why not let us all in on the message? What is the message? But anyway, it says the Prime Minister Stephen Harper gave a speech after receiving an award from the Appeal of Conscience Foundation in New York City, September 27, 2012. And it says here, Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper has come under fire for skipping the 67th session of the UN General Assembly to attend a private ceremony where he received an award from a Jewish-sponsored organization. Passing up the opportunity to address the General Assembly, Harper chose to receive the New York-based Appeal of Conscience Foundation award from former U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger on Thursday. The Canadian official seized the opportunity to level criticism at the UN and accuse its members of using the world body as a forum to single out Israel for criticism. Can you believe this? I mean, this is a guy who's supposed to be impartial about everything. He's supposed to always think about all the voters and so on. And so supposedly, we know that, but supposedly running a country. And he is lambasting the United Nations, which is set up by the boys who put him in, remember, the Council on Foreign Relations, Royal Institute of International Affairs. They set up the United Nations. He further added that the policies of Israel, the Israeli regime, are not to blame for the pathologies present in that part of the world, while reaffirming Canada's support for Tel Aviv. However, the Canadian Prime Minister's decision not to speak at the opening of the General Assembly drew harsh criticism in Canada from opposition leaders who called the move absolutely ridiculous. I think the message is that Canada... that the Harper government doesn't care about the United Nations, said Bob Rae, the interim leader of the Liberal Party of Canada. Actually, Bob Rae was a communist. And you get this whole story from the Toronto Sun when he left politics to find out all about him. They had a two-page spread where they revealed an awful lot. But anyway, this is the second consecutive year that Harper has shunned the UN events, preferring to send Foreign Minister Affairs Minister John Baird in his place. Many in Canada are concerned about Harper's conservative policies, as he's also accused of locking his government behind a wall of secrecy, defunding democratic institutions, and giving away Canada's sovereignty to the UK and the Israeli regime. Well, he seems to be living up to it, doesn't he? And it's true enough, I've got articles here about that, because Canada and Britain are now going to share embassies abroad, which means must be on board with all foreign policies, by the way. See, we've never been free in Canada. Neither is Australia, the so-called British Commonwealth. And they still all pledge allegiance to the Queen, not to the people of the country or the country itself. And I'll put the site to the Appeal of Conscience Foundation presents its 2012 annual awards. I'll put that one up too for those who don't know too much about it. This is an interfaith organization, and its president and founder, Rabbi Arthur Schneier, honored Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper with the World Statesman Award. So he's now a world statesman. As a leader who has helped advance freedom, democracy, human rights, and peace globally. You know, all these awards, like the same at the United Nations, they're all such a joke, aren't they? We've seen top guys before given them. And... even people who've been bombing countries for years get these peace prizes and things. It's all such a joke. It also means something, but not to us. It's something higher amongst any society, high above us, obviously. Back with more after this.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Keravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Keravim, the best supplements on earth.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Hi folks, I'm back. We're cutting through the matrix, reading an article about the Prime Minister of Canada who didn't go to the UN meeting where all the leaders met. He went to get an award at the Appeal of Conscience Foundation, and it says here that the foundation is built upon the foundation of freedom and human dignity. So it's the foundation of freedom and human dignity that Canada seeks in an uncertain world to articulate a foreign policy built on certain principles. Why doesn't he explain what this foreign policy is and what these certain principles happen to be? He says, with this in mind, I humbly accept on behalf of my country this honour is bestowed by Rabbi Schneer and the Appeal of Conscience Foundation, and salute the important work of this venerable organisation. And it says, Louis R. Schinevert, Chairman and CEO of United Technologies Corps, served as the award's dinner chairman. The honorary chairman of the dinner was former United States President Bill Clinton, former Presidents George W. Bush and Jimmy Carter, former Secretaries of State Dr. Henry Kissinger, George P. Schultz, James A. Baker III, Dr. Madeleine Albright, and it's a peaceful organization. Albright now is on the board of NATO bombing countries and pushing for it. Powell and Dr. Condoleezza Rice were the honorary co-chairs. Other honorary co-chairs included U.S. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, Senator Charles E. Schumer, and Representatives Howard Berman, Peter King, Charles Rangel, and Steny Hoyer. It is with a sense of global responsibility Prime Minister Stephen Harper has assumed a significant role on the international scene to advance democracy. This is this revolution revolutionary democracy I mentioned earlier, where you got to invade countries under any pretext, including get empty fire first, and because it must always appear to be a just war, and using lots of propaganda, and then you force, after you've destroyed all their infrastructure, then and brought them back to the Stone Age, then you force something called democracy on them, and you already have the other classes already run out of those countries years ago, trained in your countries to go back and form their first governments, their proper governments, in other words. So it's freedom and human rights through peacekeeping. Now, there's no such thing as peacekeeping, doublespeak, Orwellian. Soldiers are soldiers, folks. When armed with rifles and grenades and all the rest have been taught to kill, that's what they do. They're not peacekeepers. That's a con against psycholinguistics and neurolinguistics. Humanitarian missions confronting international terrorism, which is everywhere, of course. His leadership reflects Canada's religious and ethnic diversity based on democratic values. Now, Harper did get into trouble before in the major mainstream media not so long ago when he actually said that the war was on Islam, not on radicals or renegades and so on. And I don't know if he repented it or retracted it or whatever. So it's rather odd, this whole thing with him. I'm sure he's got a bit puzzled what he's up to. He says, with clarity and vision, he's responded to the economic, political, and social challenges facing humanity, said Rabbi Arthur Schneer, president of the Appeal of Conscience Foundation. Schneer also stated that Vikram Pandit has led CITI's commitments to communities and building bridges between countries. IBM, the guys that are bringing you the smart cities that none of us asked for, again, so we're above us because we're under global management now. And she's under the leadership of Ginni Rometty, has dedicated itself to the promise of making the world work better. Now, I told you before, they mean more efficiently, the way it should be run rather than the way it's run right now, where you and I have limited decisions that we can make, but at least have some decisions we can make in a small sphere. And they want to take away those decision-making things and have school to work and clone-type people that will work in the future. Each has made a difference for the benefit of humanity, by demonstrating the responsibility to society and contributing to the improvement of quality of life through education, global development, peace, tolerance, and cross-cultural understanding. Now, every country has its massive public relations departments, and they go out with these troops, their soldiers, which they now call peacekeepers, and they get them smelling the children, and they give them candy bars, and they'll say, oh, Canada or the States or whoever is over drilling a well in Bangladesh or something like that. Well, this came out in the papers here in Canada, that a school, an Indian school, Native American Indian school in the Northwest Territories, just got its first flush toilet. So that's how much they care about the folk at home. Everything is public relations propaganda, you understand? He says, it's a great honor to receive the Appeal of Conscience Award on behalf of my colleagues at City, said City CEO Vikram Pandit. The city marks 200 years of supporting progress. Now, who defines progress? You see, you understand, these are all covert phrases. It is particularly meaningful to be recognized for our shared commitment to communities. The Appeal of Conscience Foundation works tirelessly to foster peace, understanding, and tolerance. Tolerance. We are proud to do our part to fuel growth and expand access to financial services so communities can flourish. Well, we were all communities, now we're all dries in debt under this democracy, as the banks plunder us. It says, through year after year, for more than a century, IBMers have asked, how can the world work better? Said IBM President CEO Ginni Rometty, this is how we came to understand global integration, not only as an event in the history of economic competition, but also as an inflection point in technological and societal progress. I've said before, you're living under a long-term business plan, and you have been for well over 100 years, and these guys know where they're taking you all, whether you like it or not. It doesn't matter. Anyways, I'm honored to serve as chairman for the 2012 awards dinner and congratulate this year's honorees. Their leadership in promoting freedom, human rights, and economic prosperity. For whom? For the corporations? It's really made a difference in improving communities around the world, etc., etc. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Hi, folks. I'm back. We're cutting through the meat. He's talking about an event that Prime Minister Harper from Canada attended rather than attend the United Nations meeting. It's very much like the World Citizenship Awards that Rockefeller gives out, too, because they're all connected, all these people. And Rockefeller's to fund a lot of these other groups as well through with massive funding. But anyway, it says here that co-chairs were Peter G. Peterson, Stephen E. Schwarzman, Senator Pamela D. Wallen, QC, or OC, says Len Blavatnik, John A. Kladstimatidis, John Jai Freeberg, Ralph Lauren, Howard J. Rubenstein, Daniel L. Vassella, and Mortimer B. Zuckerman. Invocation, they always have invocations. This is for they go for their goal. You know, they always have the great invocation, and generally don't publish it. The invocation was delivered by Bishop Nicholas Anthony DiMarzio, Bishop of Brooklyn, and the benediction was offered by Reverend Dr. Fred R. Anderson, pastor of the Madison Avenue Presbyterian Church in New York City. Both are members of the Appeal of Conscience Foundation Board of Trustees and Advisory Council. Past recipients of the World Statesman Award include South Korean President Lee Myung-bak, the Prime Minister of the Republic of India, Dr. Mahaman Singh, Prime Minister Gordon Brown. Interesting, Gordon Brown, he attended a press conference in New York there, because he's now headed the IMF for New York, for the U.S. And only one reporter turned up, so Brown walked away. And it says that French President Nicolas Sarkozy, I mean, these are really religious folk, French President Nicolas Sarkozy, you know, Chancellor Angela Merkel, and President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Other recipients include former Prime Prime Ministers Margaret Thatcher, Romano Prodi, John Howard, and King Juan Carlos I, President Mikhail Gorbachev, who's an atheist, and President Vaclav Havel. About the Appeal of Conscience Foundation, founded in 1965, it's worked on behalf of religious freedom, human rights, and tolerance throughout the world. What do we see today across the world? The Interfaith Coalition of Business and Religious Leaders promotes mutual understanding, peace, and interfaith dialogue. The foundation believes that freedom, democracy, and human rights are the fundamental values that give nations of the world their best hope for peace, security, and shared prosperity, it says. And so, there's quite some good stuff that you're following on from it, too. I'll put it up, and those who want to go through it can go through it. But you understand, we're controlled by foundations and all the front organizations that they have. And there's lots and lots of them. Like, we have democracy, right? We have democracy. And even, the guy, the professor, Carl Quigley, who was the historian, official recorder and historian for the Council on Foreign Relations, said that Canada, the States and Britain and so on, they haven't had a member as a prime minister or a president for the late 1800s that wasn't a member of this organization. And here they are talking about democracy and so on. Now, the big boys are going really ahead for progress, of course, like the last article said, it's progress, you see. And it says, controlling brains with a flick of a light switch, it says. Using the new science of optogenetics, scientists can activate or shut down neural pathways, altering behavior and heralding a true cure for psychiatric disease. It's always to help the poor, infirm, and the weak, and the sick. Isn't it? DARPA was doing all that, too, by putting brain chips in quadriplegics, because DARPA, you know, the guys who were into all the different ways to kill millions of people across the world, really, really care, and at the sideline where occasionally they'll help a paraplegic. You know. Of course, it's always the same excuse, isn't it? It works. It works, though. It works for the people. Yeah. They want to shut off your brain, basically. And says stopped at red light on his home from work. He says, Carl Diesroth contemplates one of his patients, a woman with depression, so entrenched that she had been unresponsive to drugs and electroshock therapy for years. The red turns to green, and Diesroth accelerates, navigating roads and intersections with one part of his mind, while another part considers a very different set of pathways that can also be regulated by a system of lights. In his lab at Stanford University's Clark Center, Diesroth is developing a remarkable way to switch brain cells off and on by exposing them to targeted green, yellow, or blue flashes. With that ability, he's learning how to regulate the flow of information in the brain. Diderot's technique, known broadly as optogenetics, could bring new hope to his most desperate patients. You understand, advanced science is always spearheaded for military purposes. Always. We get the leftovers, if there's any good leftovers at all, but they're helpful. In a series of provocative experiments, it's already cured the symptoms of psychiatric disease in mice. You've seen mice, you know, come into your house here, banging their heads against the wall and stuff instead of going for your food and that. You've all seen that, right? Optogenetics also shows a promise for defeating drug addiction. Oh, so they'd be the first ones to try it on. And it was instantly blocked. Almost miraculously, they were immune to the cocaine high. The mice left the drug den as uninterested as if they had never been exposed. And it says, for all its complexity, the brain in some ways is a surprisingly simple device. Neurons switch off and on, causing signals to stop or go. Using optogenetics, Diesroth can do that switching himself. He inserts light-sensitive proteins into brain cells. The proteins let him turn a set of cells on or off just by shining the right kind of laser beam at the cells. That, in turn, makes it possible to highlight the exact neural pathways involved in the various forms of psychiatric disease. A disruption of one particular pathway, for instance, might cause anxiety. To test the possibility, Diesroth engineers an animal with light-sensitive proteins in the brain cells lying along the suspected pathway. Then he illuminates the cells with a laser. If the animal begins cowering in a corner, he knows he's in the right place. I guess we'll all be cowering eventually when they put the nano stuff in all of us. It's not there already. And as Diesroth and his colleagues illuminate more neural pathways, other researchers will be able to design increasingly targeted drugs and minimally invasive brain implants to treat psychiatric disease. Remember what the Soviets said, folks, anyone who didn't take this, accept the Soviet system that was designed and funded from the West, those who already rule all over us, you see. Remember that. Don't ever forget that. They said that everyone out there is mentally ill. Look into the records of the American Psychiatric Association and the Psychological Association, the top psychologists and psychiatrists who said that people who believe in the family unit and passing their own outdated, inadequate morals onto their children were mentally ill. Remember that. Never forget that when you read these articles. Because you have to find where the money is coming to do all this research and why. Why, folks? Anyway, it says optogenetics originally emerged from BioX, a multidisciplinary project spearheaded in part by Stephen Chu, then a Stanford physicist and now the U.S. Secretary of Energy. BioX takes some of Stanford's best engineers, computer scientists, physicists, chemists, and clinicians and throws them together in the Clark Center, where an open glass-clad structure makes communication unavoidable. Understand that they can actually do that with nanotechnology too. Things was happening. It makes sense when the Pentagon published, and I read it on the air, the fact that they can create strokes in people who are watching the net by entering, altering the pixel rates and flashing on their screen on the computer. They can literally tell your brain to shut down or your heart. But wouldn't this be much easier when they can also put stuff into you? And these little colors will start flashing when you're getting targeted, and that's you, kaput. So I'll put this up too, and those that are interested can have a little gander at it. Adobe, remember, is revoking code signing certificates because it's compromised. And apparently the signing certificate for Windows, it says they plan to revoke the impacted certificate October 4th for all software code signed after July 10th, 2012. Customers should not notice anything out of the ordinary during the certificate revocation process. Well, some apparently people could hack into it, into the actual licensing itself, and attach something to your computer, put a link up to. Now, everyone's read Orwell, George Orwell, I hope. Not just watched the movies about 1984, but I hope they've actually watched and read the books. And he talks about, it's in the movies too, mind you, but there's a step in it where the Department of Statistics, because they run out all the countries by statistics now, you hear them. Either the BBC does it, the CBC does it in Canada, and it's generally a woman's voice, just like the movie in 1984. And it's got to be true, because you see there's damn lies. There's lies, damn lies, and then there's statistics. In other words, if you pretend it's science, it must be true. So anyway, this is like choco rations are up. But actually, we're taking them down the size. They publish and tell the people that the choco rations are actually up during this 1984 Orwellian phase. Australian statisticians found countries actually $330 billion wealthier than it thought. Here they're in the middle of a depression. But don't worry, a guy with statistics found that you're actually $338 billion wealthier, right? Listen to this rubbish. It says Australians are suddenly a whole lot better off after the government statistician found $325 billion, which is $338 billion US, I guess, in share assets previously unrecognized. The Australian Bureau of Statistics on Thursday released its latest report on household assets, which included massive upward revision to estimates for equity holdings. Total financial assets were now put at $3.1 trillion at the end of March, compared to the original report of $2.77 trillion. The revision is worth roughly $14,380 for every one of the country's 22.6 million people. Isn't that fantastic, folks? I guess they'll be delivering it, this cash in your account tomorrow, eh? What a joke. Is this mainstream, folks? You see, they know darn well that they've got most of the people completely bamboozled on every possible level of understanding today. It says this issue incorporates new estimates for households holding of unlisted shares and other equity and other private non-financial corporations, the statistician dryly noted. So there you are, choco rations are up, folks, because a statistician said so. Wow. Now, Canada again. You've got to understand it's a war, a total war on the public. The war's always been the same war. doesn't matter what party you vote for, it's all from the same group, Royal Institute of International Affairs, for International Affairs, Council on Foreign Relations. It doesn't matter if it's left wing, far left, middle or right, it doesn't matter. That's what Quigley said. And part of it was to totally destroy not just the family unit, but to completely radically alter all the culture. Remember, all these NGOs that get funding via your tax money, by your governments, and lobby your governments, are doing what they're told to do. The government wants me to lobby them and change the system, and gives them an excuse to change it. And you, when you meet them to qualify for these NGO statuses, you must swear that your group is for radical change. Radical change. That's what you, that you tell them. That's what's on the paperwork. Radical change. And you can list what radical change you mean. It falls into under the Communist Manifesto. You've got your cash. Quite simple. And the takedown was to go on and on and on into the bizarro world. Remember, I talked before about Theo Adorno, for instance, and how he said in himself, he was given permission with his gang that came over from Germany to radically alter the culture in the West, especially the United States. And he worked with Bernays too, the Macy Club too, with the Lord Bertrand Russell and other people. They were given White House permission to change the culture and destroy it all. And he says, we won't be happy to have brought the whole culture down into necrophilia. And we're watching it all happen, folks. And you see, you're all contaminated now. You've seen so much of this stuff, it doesn't even shock you. That's what even that KGB guy mentioned as well. But the contamination. Here's an article. Video evidence is not required after a Vancouver animal hospital worker working with animals, right? Flags guilty plea and Rottweiler sex case. Would you ever believe you'd see this stuff coming out? Remember, I always said the perps go for their target. If it's children, after you go with Boy Scout leader, or you go into children's aid, where you get access to children, or you go into schools, and that kind of stuff. Well, it's the same with all the perps. They find their target, you see. And it says a Vancouver man accused of having sex with one of his dogs is expected to enter a guilty plea, a judge told him Monday. Brian Anthony Cuttery said he will plead guilty to one charge of bestiality on October the 2nd, be sentenced on that day. And what they'll do is fight this, you see, and then make that legal. Because he's actually demanding his rights, the same as homosexuals got rights. And that's also what Theodore Adorno says. We'll use the same techniques for first freeing women, get women's rights, and then into homosexual rights, and then we'll take it from there, using the same techniques, you see. And then you can't say, oh, you can't have it. Well, they got theirs. That's their preference. This guy's preference is having things, strange things with dogs. Anyway, it says, he'll be sentenced and so-and-so. It says, you're not going to ask me to see any video, said the judge. He's going to see the no replied Simkin. The case against Kutteridge was largely based on video seized of him having sexual relations with a Rottweiler he owned. Though the maximum penalty for bestiality is 10 years prison, Kutteridge, a former animal hospital worker, is likely to face a lengthy period of probation. See, it's already demeaned now, just that's a minor thing. It says this was a difficult case. Bestiality is illegal in Canada. Brian Kutteridge is often vocal in his belief that his acts should not be illegal. See, this is the point in the story. Another folk will say, well, why not, if that's what turns him on, Kutteridge was not in court for the brief appearance, but we're appearing during his guilty plea October the 2nd. The sentence and hearing is expected to take an hour. Now, I mentioned before last year, I think it was, that in some countries, like Norway was one of them, they allow, actually have animals for in special places for people from the West to come over and have sex with the animals. And some other countries do the same, because this is to be the way across the whole world. Ever since the days of Kinsey, who was a homosexual himself, and went through all of his staff, and told all of his staff to have sex with each other too, by the way, and he even fudged all his statistics because he did it during World War II. All the guys were away, and he used prostitutes at home, male and female, to do their studies on. They never told you that in the movie, of course. And he was a real perv himself who paid people to do these things. This guy was doing on a dog with babies. He paid them to do it with babies, folks, and was never locked up for it. And that was a way to bring us all down. And his book is still used by judges today on human sexuality. And it's all fake. There's an agenda on the go, and I hope you realize it. And I read this article too a while back. I'll put it back up again. Vladimir Bukovsky, he was a 63-year-old former Soviet dissident, fears the European Union is on its way to becoming another Soviet Union. Exactly, of course it is. And his speech was done in 2006. I read it in the air at the time, but I'll do it again. He delivered in Brussels last week. Mr. Bukovsky called the EU a monster that must be destroyed. The sooner the better, before it develops into a full-fledged totalitarian state. Well, we've watched that happening. He paid a visit to the European Parliament Thursday at the invitation of Fidesz. It says the Hungarian Civic Forum, Fidesz, member of the European Christian Democrat group, had invited this former Soviet dissident over from England, where he lives, on the occasion of this year's 50th anniversary of the 1956 Hungarian uprising. So I'll forgive this whole thing that he said. It calls it what it is, a totalitarian, undemocratic system. Back with more after this.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Hi folks, we're back, cutting through the matrix, and we'll go to Chris from Connecticut if he's still hanging on the line there. He's dropped, okay. Well, talking about this speech that Mr. Bukovsky gave, he actually talked about the EU as a new Soviet Union, basically. It says in his speech, Mr. Bukovsky referred to confidential documents from secret Soviet files, which he was allowed to read in 1992. Documents confirm the existence of a conspiracy to turn the European Union into a socialist organization. He says, I attended the meeting and taped the speech. A transcript as well as the audio fragments, approximately 50 minutes, can be found below. I'll put this up tonight to cuttingthroughmaze.com. I also had a brief interview with Mr. Bukovsky, a transcript and audio fragment, which can also be found below. And it says here, of the heroes of the 20th century. As a young man, he exposed the use of psychiatric imprisonment against political prisoners in the former USSR. This is, and spent a total of 12 years from 64 to 1976, from his 22nd to 34th year, in Soviet jails, labor camps, and psychiatric institutions. You understand, if you spoke out against the system, you were classified as mentally ill. You had to be mentally ill because it was a great system, right? We're seeing the same thing develop here, folks. They speak out against all these wars going on. In 1976, the Soviets expelled him to the West. In 1992, he was invited by the Russian government to serve as an expert, testifying at the trial conducted to determine whether the Soviet Communist Party had been a criminal institution. To prepare for his testimony, Mr. Bukovsky was granted access to a large number of documents from Soviet secret archives. He's one of the few people ever to have seen the documents because they're still classified. He used a small handheld scanner and a laptop computer and managed to copy many of the documents with high security clearance, including KGB reports to the Soviet government. And he talks about, in its entirety, the whole system was to basically create a Sovietized whole of Europe. Well, we've got that. Now, who set up the Soviet system? The bankers from the West set up the Soviet system. Who set up and still run the Royal Institute for International Affairs? The bankers, the ones who are international money lenders, who funded the Soviet Union. See, one way or another, they get what they want. You can't get what you want without conflict. You've got to create wars and so on to get it started. Otherwise, things stay the same. Folks say, what's the point of change? We're quite happy. Get conflict going, and then you've got to have the resolution afterwards, which is, well, we've got to amalgamate to stop this happening again. It's very, very simple tricks used down through history. According to the communist doctrine, as well as to many forms of socialist thinking, the state, the national state, is supposed to wither away. Actually, in the Rees Commission, sponsored by the U.S. Congress, when they investigated the tax-free foundations, Rockefeller, Carnegie, all the rest of them, that funded all these hundreds of armies of NGOs, they said their job was to blend the Soviet system into the West, without the people even noticing, and it's happened, folks. In Russia, however, the opposite happened. Instead of withering away, the Soviets became a very powerful state, but the nationalities were obliterated. And when the time of the Soviet collapse came, these suppressed feelings of national identity came bouncing back and nearly destroyed the country. It was so frightening. And he said, do you think the same thing can happen when the European Union collapses? Absolutely, you can press a string only that much, and the human psyche is very resilient. He says, you can press it, but don't forget it's still accumulating a power to rebound. It's like a spring, and it always goes to overshoot. And he goes through a lot of what's happened in the Union and what's likely to happen as again. But he says it is a new Soviet Union, exactly what the bankers wanted, because they're in charge of it. From Hamish, myself from Ontario, Canada, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.